Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions that you're too afraid to ask.
And this week's topic is Halloween 2020.
Okay, I need to start off by talking about something really spooky. And that is that one of the hangers in this closet we're in is askew, and I cannot talk while seeing it like that.
Let's see your closet, Bree.
Can you please? Wait, I've got to take a picture of how it was.
It's already back up. Get back to work.
Okay, well, unfortunately, today you will not get the behind the scenes on our Instagram page at I Can Explain Podcast because Sean rudely fixed it before I could get a photograph of that riveting content.
You know, for somebody who has a closet that we can't sit inside, you're really judgmental of mine today. Oh my God. At me when you have a walk-in.
All right, so wherever you're listening, we really, really appreciate it. Like, we can't tell you how much we appreciate it because, whoa, is this something else we've got going on? Sean's looking at me like, where are you going with this?
Literally, what is this?
I thought I'd try a new stand-up routine today. Wherever you're listening, please follow or subscribe. Also, make sure that you follow us on Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast and personally at Brian Williamson and at Sean.Lusk. And as you all know, if you've been listening to the last couple of episodes, we now have a Patreon and we have merch, which we're super excited about. That's all linked over on our Instagram bio. And we're loving, loving, loving seeing you all wearing the merch. And we so appreciate you all supporting us on Patreon. Anywhere from $2 a month, there's some awesome rewards. So if you've got a toonie to give, we would really appreciate it.
If you've got a toonie to give, there's a toonie for us today.
Then we will take
that toonie
right out of your wallet.
Are you okay recently?
Am I?
Yeah.
No, not really.
Okay.
Yeah, why? Do I seem manic?
Well, I feel like every episode recently, you just go off on a weird tangent at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then you came to my house half an hour early, and usually you're like, minimum an hour late.
You know what it is? I have a lot of time on my hands now that I'm not drinking and not consuming tons of food because I have to be more conscious about it ever since this veganism that I've embarked on.
Yeah.
So I feel like I have been trying to keep my mind busy with other things and then I just get all like wound up.
Okay.
As of today, why I was early is because I do not know how long it takes to get places.
That one I got.
So it's always either I severely undershoot it or I severely overshoot it.
Mine is always, like, I have an issue, especially in Vancouver, that I assume I can always get anywhere in 15 minutes, which is quite literally not how it works, especially in Vancouver because our traffic is so bad. But I always, even if I'm going across the province, I'm like, 15 minutes is plenty.
Okay, it's so funny you say that because for me, it's 25.
Okay.
I have that number in my head and I'm the exact same way. I'm like, oh, I've got to be there at 2. So 25 minutes, like, I don't even look it up to me. It's just like, 25 minutes, you know, that's what I got to factor in.
Right.
And as we know in Vancouver, I live over the bridge from Sean. And literally, some days it could take me 12 minutes to get there, and some days it could take me an hour and 10 minutes,
depending on
the traffic on the
bridge. Yeah, going to my boyfriend's at night, it takes 20 minutes, and then it's taken, like, literally an hour and a half before. But I'm always like, 15 minutes. And I can't even get there in 15 minutes when there's no traffic.
See, this is why I'm confused. At least mine is legitimate some of the time.
Yeah, I always amp myself up that I'm going to be traveling at like 200 kilometers an hour.
Oh my God.
So, yeah. Anyways, Halloween. Oh, you know what? When you said, let's start off with something spooky, and it was the hanger, I thought you were going to talk about the fact that we say Halloween, and Americans and other people say Halloween.
No, they don't.
They do.
Halloween.
Not like as in it is an O, but they say it like it is.
Okay, well, I wanted to bring this up, so I'm so happy that you incorporated this into our conversation.
Okay.
I am now an actor.
Oh, my God.
And as an actor, I have been noticing that a lot of American words are said differently. So I will add that to my repertoire of new lingo when I am auditioning for American scenes.
Right. These two auditions have really gone to your head. These two auditions and no booked work has really gone to your head.
I'm on the way up, okay?
Right. Yep.
There's nowhere to go down. I can't get worse.
You're not wrong.
But, okay, I did my audition today.
Uh-huh.
I had two lines. I told Sean about this before. And one of the words was about.
Right.
Which I say very Canadian about. But, so of course, I only have two lines. Both have about six words in them. And one of the words is about.
How do you pronounce about any other way?
The way that they were, when I looked it up online, that they were suggesting to say it, because I was conscious enough about that word to try and research it before.
Okay.
Was that there's not as much of a T on the end. There's not a hard T. They kind of just let it go.
About.
About.
I hate that.
So it's like, what are you talking about? Opposed to, what are you talking about?
To me, those sounded the same.
Okay, well, this is new to me, okay? I'm not saying I'm a linguist
keep
or whatever.
Up, keep up the acting work. You're still Canadian.
But I'll add Halloween to my...
Yeah, so we say Halloween, and a lot of... I'm almost positive that Americans and, like, a lot of... I think some Canadians also say Halloween, which doesn't make sense to me because it's, like, Hallows Eve.
Okay, but or is it Hallows Eve? You texted me the other day and said, do you want to go get our nails done on Hallows Eve? And I thought in my mind that meant the eve of Halloween, like Christmas Eve. So I thought it meant you wanted to go on the 30th and get our nails done.
No, but people always say, like, All Hallows Eve, and that's Halloween.
Yeah, but I didn't know that.
But you're dumb. That's not supposed
to happen.
I know
there are people listening out there that would have thought the same, okay?
I don't think so.
Also, in Canada, Halloween or Hallows Eve or however the fuck you want to say it, apparently is way bigger than it is in the United States.
Really?
Yes. Apparently in the United States, with the exception of like certain states.
Yeah.
Halloween is not as big of a deal. Canada is one of the top countries in the world in celebrating Halloween.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's that bitch. Do you ever have people like on your block that, I think we talked about this in our first episode. First of all, full size candy bar houses.
Oh yeah. And you knew where those ones
were. Like when my parents became a full size candy bar house, I was like,
your parents became one of those?
Rich.
Oh my God. You guys made it.
I was like, we're so rich. Nobody can tell me anything else.
No, that's the richest.
Yeah. And that was always great when you found as a kid, you found a house that was fucking serving out those full size.
100%.
And there was nothing worse than those few houses that strayed. Like, we had dentists that would give you a toothbrush.
Rude.
Or,
rude.
Like, some people give you apples.
Why?
Or, like, what else is... Like, when somebody gives you, like, a little trinket toy. And I'm like, this isn't a kid's meal.
This isn't
meal.
It. Like this isn't
a,
it.
This isn't a happy meal.
I walked all the way down this goddamn driveway, and you're disappointing me like this. Okay, my
I'm like shaking
favorite...
these people down.
Okay, this is the life of an anxious kid, okay? Now I know that I clearly had terrible anxiety from youth, but at the time I didn't know what this meant. I would get so nervous to go up to houses in the first place, right?
Oh my God, yeah.
Like, oh my God, I was so nervous about like how, like I would literally practice in my head how I was going to like say like trick or treat.
Yeah, you're like trick or trick, shit! You blew it!
I got so nervous about it. I was so nervous. My biggest nerve, which is why now I never guess or before COVID times when I would go to my parents and there was like trick-or-treaters, I'd never guess their costumes if I wasn't absolutely sure.
Absolutely.
Because I would get so stressed that someone wasn't gonna know what I was. I thought that'd be absolutely mortifying. Like I had all these things going on in my head as like a fucking six-year-old. And there was this one house that I used to skip or I learned to skip because the fucking person was like old school or some shit and would actually ask us to do a trick to get a treat.
You're like, who do I look like? Tony Hawk Pro Skater 4? Bitch? Why am I just fucking popping ollie here? Like, what?
No, literally, they'd be like, okay, trick for a treat. And we'd be like, what?
You
like,
just shit on their doormat. Like,
so that's what we did, and now we never went back. So yeah, you definitely got to know your circuit.
Absolutely, and I also had anxiety as a child because I would always get freaked out when houses would get, like, too dark.
Mm-hmm.
Like they it's spooky, but I'm like, are you home?
Yeah, am I allowed to be walking up
here? Is the darkness spooky, or are you are you hiding from me?
Oh, 100% hiding from me.
Yeah. And they're like, no, didn't you see our pumpkins out? I'm like, I mean, shit.
And then there was always the one house on the block that went all out and had like a mini like haunted maze or like a haunted house.
And then like 2 weeks later, they were in like foreclosure.
Yeah.
That shit's expensive.
Why does every why does every kid's route have those things?
I don't know. That actually did happen though. They didn't go into foreclosure, but they did sell their house. Yeah. So I assumed it was
because
they spent thousands of dollars on.
Have you been to Party City and looked at one of those props?
Oh my god. I went to Spirit Halloween. Mm-hmm. Which, why is it not Spirit of Halloween? What the fuck Spirit Halloween?
Spirit Halloween. Yeah, you wouldn't say like Spirit Christmas.
Yeah, about Santa. Yeah. Like Santa, you're like, no, that's Spirit Christmas. It doesn't make any sense. Anyways, I went there with my boyfriend and this big like animatronic clown thing like $500.
Oh, it's insane.
And some houses have like 15 of them.
Also, I want to know where they like store it year round.
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, a lot to store, because clearly you're, like, you know, building your repertoire every year. Like, you got the new thing.
And even I, as a child, was kind of bothered when I didn't understand their story, you know? Mm,
they didn't have a theme.
Yeah, and, like, you have, like, the haunted girl on a swing, and then you have a clown, and then a giant spider.
The dad comes out with a chainsaw.
It was kind of the same thing as we talked about as me being a child and not mixing Polly Pocket and Barbie and all those things because the scales were off, you know?
Totally.
It was kind of that.
Yeah.
I'm like, is this giant spider in the same universe? Like, did the giant spider kill the girl on the swing? Or was it the clown? What's her biggest enemy here?
What's the story?
Yeah. Which one did her in?
They give you, like, headphones when you walk through and it, like, tells you how all these, like, random things are intertwined.
That would be perfect
for me. That would be so good.
And I like how this giant, like, 12-foot skeleton has taken over the internet this year. Have you been following? Yeah, there's one at Save-On in Park and Tilford.
Oh.
And how every single person's like, am I lonely or do I just want a 12-foot skeleton?
Like, true, though.
I know.
What, can you imagine? What a vibe. Maybe I should buy one for outside our condo building. Just to, like, give the, like, spirit Halloween to the block.
You should put it on your balcony. it wouldn't even fit under it's, like, top. Leaning. It's just like me getting through a doorway.
Okay, and then I think, I don't know if I talked about this, our last year's Halloween episode.
Yeah, because I told you to listen to it to make sure, and you didn't.
I didn't. Did you?
I did.
Oh, you actually do those things, eh?
Yeah.
Wow, that's nice. Okay. So I didn't. So I'm sure I must have said about this person, because how would I miss it? But on my block, we had a snake man. Did I talk about Snake Man?
I don't think you talked about Snake
Man. Okay, because, wow, this is shocking, because it's a big part of my Halloween experience, okay? So, when I was a kid, and we, on our circuit of trick-or-treating, there was one house that we called the Snake Man, and he had, like, 18 snakes, and he just named my number, like, it'd be, like, number 1, 2, 3, like, those were their names.
In the month of October, he just lets them out of their cages.
No, and he would answer the door with snakes draped all over his arms. And then, like, the bucket of candy would be on the ground, so you'd have to, like, come close to the snakes and grab them.
I'm a snake for you.
Yeah, and he was dressed like Britney Spears. So it was like a moment. Oh my god, why did I just picture that was your future? Like, I just saw, like, I'm a fortune teller that your future is being this
snake,
like,
man.
55-year-old gay man in a Slave for You outfit with snakes dangling over you. And then, like, Corey in the background just, like, nodding, shaking his head. Like, what is this?
He's dressed as Kevin Federline because I made him.
Oh my god, a vibe.
Yeah.
That'd be nice if that was your future, actually.
It's good. There's no other path that I'm on currently. So
yeah, that was, like, the weirdest, I would say, like, experience of, like, the houses. And then other than that, like, when I was a kid, besides trick-or-treating, did you have, like, Halloween dances at your school?
I don't think so.
You didn't?
No.
Okay.
We did, like, we did, like, a day of Halloween where we would do, like, a costume contest in the gym and people would vote, and then there'd be, like, bobbing for apples, and you'd go at different times and, like, do that.
Nice.
Yeah.
At our school, which was clearly superior to wherever you were going, we had a yearly dance.
Okay.
But it was, like, families could come too. So it was at nighttime. And you came and they decorated the whole, like, entranceway into the gym. And then the whole gym was decorated and they had, like, a DJ. And, like, families would come.
Right.
So, like, of course, when you're, like, 10, you think, like, this is your clubbing experience. Like, absolutely. It's a big deal. Yeah. You're getting ready to go out, right? Like, to the gym. Assholes off. Yes. You're ready to rock. Like, I literally remember, like, amping this up in my head. Like, what if someone asks me to dance?
Right.
Like, what if, you know? No one ever did. But I did enjoy the fantasy of it, right? And my family, we would always dress in, like, themed outfits.
Cute.
But my sister would always go rogue.
Right.
Like, she would throw a tantrum, like, the week before that she did not want to do the theme, and she wanted to be whatever the fuck. So our pictures, and I will post this on our Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast,
because it's that good,
is, like, there's this one specifically that's so funny just because it's so polar opposite, but almost all of them are, is our family dressed up as, like, punk rockers.
Right.
So, like, my mom has, like, pink hair, and I'm, like, in a green hair wig, I think, and I've got, like, a fake nose piercing, and my dad's got, like, this spiked wig, and, like, we're in, like, leather jackets and, like, ripped jeans and stuff. We're all, like, themed together with, like, eyeliner and stuff, and then my sister is an angel.
This is so Brooke, though.
And it's so
this
Brooke.
This is so Brooke.
Like, it's, if you know my sister, like, she was like, this outfit is not doing it for me, and I have this outfit she that I like, just know I'm going to shine in.
This outfit is not cute. Yeah,
like, this is not it. And she was like, I am not lowering my fashion standards for the three of you.
Yeah.
So she's, like, this literal, like, perfect little white dress, like, angel, like, clearly picked out her own outfit, so happy about it, like, smiling.
And then, like, Gene Simmons, full kiss makeup.
Yes. Like, actually, yeah, tongues yeah. out, like, posing, like, punk. And it's so funny. But, like, yeah, every year, our family tried to pull it together, and then Brooke just went rogue. But it was amazing. And I remember the Monster Mash playing at least 12 times every night.
Yeah. Like, which, as it should.
It should.
Yeah.
Like, if you're having any sort of Halloween get-together safely.
Oh, we'll get into 2020, bitch.
Okay, we'll get there.
Yeah.
Hey, Gabers. Today's episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert in language learning for 30 years for a reason. They are so good at helping you learn a language naturally in a way that allows for long-term retention, and it actually works. Trust me, this is coming from someone who attempted to learn a language in high school through the whole textbook old school method. Did not work. Rosetta Stone is different than that, okay? They really focus on allowing you to really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. I also love a feature that they have built in that's called True Accent. It's a speech recognition feature, and it's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's super convenient. You can do the lessons on your desktop or in-app, and it's an amazing value. The lifetime membership has all 25 languages, so you don't have to stop at one. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, I Can Explain podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
You need to have Monster Mash on at least 6 times, I would say, throughout the night.
I would say every 6 songs.
Because
maybe every 10.
I just feel like it's something that no one's going to get sick of. You only have really one night a year to play it. And you can, like, incorporate some sort of fun drinking game if you're someone who drinks alcohol.
You're right.
If not, then hydration game.
Exactly.
Yeah. Reminder to get your electrolytes.
So 2020.
Okay.
Is just fun.
It's so much fun.
It's
yeah.
a lot
We're
of fun.
Loving it.
And now that fun is going to translate into Halloween. So I have been watching, or I did watch, a press conference with Doug Ford, who's, what is he?
Premier,
or is he like a mayor? I don't know.
Mayor.
Is he a mayor?
I think he's
the mayor of Toronto.
Mayor of Toronto, sorry.
Right?
Like
I could be wrong. He could who knows?
These folks
are far away. He was doing a press conference about COVID, and it was a call-in kind of town hall kind of fucker. And every question almost, like, this is our press conference COVID Halloween edition. Mm-hmm. Almost every single question was about Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
And people being like, you're telling me that I can get groceries with a mask and hang out with up to six people, and my little gremlins can't run around with hundreds of other kids in the block, sneezing inside their costume, putting their hand in their costume to wipe the snot, sticking it in a bowl. Like, I'm like, you're fine. Your kid's gonna be fine.
Your kid's also not gonna remember that 1 year. Like, yeah, they're gonna be, like, pissed off that 1 year, whatever. Yeah. Like, it's not, like, you're not traumatizing your children.
I remember distinctly that there have been Halloweens that have been so rainy.
Yeah.
That we either went to, like, five houses and gave up.
Totally.
Or didn't go.
Yeah.
And guess what? I was fucking fine.
Yeah, you survived.
All your kid wants is candy.
That's true.
Like, just buy some candy and just, like, throw
get
it
them in
them.
The outfit they like that they want to be in, and then fucking hide the candy around the house.
Get one of those, like, tennis cannons, and like half an hour just dump a bunch in there, and it just shoots around the room, and they just collect
them. I remember that too, because we grew up in North Van, so it rains all the fucking time. Yeah. Like, October, November especially is just, like, fucking rain.
Yeah.
And it was more often than not that it was raining on Halloween. So it was funny, too, because you get all excited about your outfit as a kid, and then you'd have to throw this, like, huge jacket over top of it or poncho. Yeah. You're not even in your fucking outfit anymore.
Or you,
anymore.
Like, go to the door in an umbrella, and you'd, like, have to move shivering. Your umbrella to show your costume off because you're 2 feet tall.
Here I am.
Yeah, here I am, and back. Or, like, I remember, I forget what costume it was, but we did the, which people don't understand when I said this in another episode, like high school or something, that in North Van, when you played sports and it was raining so hard, people would take garbage bags and put them underneath their uniforms. Mm-hmm. And then they would take like little bag, like Ziploc bags or whatever, and put them in their shoes.
Yeah, I did that.
And I hated doing that because it just threw off like my snatched body.
See where mine went is I hate it because it would make me slip out of my shoes.
No, I hated sports, so
just the snatched body.
I was like, I did all this work as a 12 as a giving body, serving body, and I'm gonna cover it
serving
in a garbage. I'm gonna cover it in a garbage bag. But I remember doing that on Halloween and being so excited about my costume, and then having to wear like this crinkly garbage bag
underneath, like popping it out.
Or like the years that were so cold that, and I know this is just Vancouver, so I know out east it's so cold, so many places that people have to wear like winter coats under their costumes.
You're buying your kid like an adult sized costume so they can fit over top.
Like one of my friends from Alberta said that almost every Halloween it's just raining. I mean, it's just snowing.
Yeah.
Like it's just full snow.
Which is why it's so weird to me that Canada's so big on Halloween.
And yeah, when you have to like dig your way like, to each house.
The elements. Oh my god, dog sledding to each house.
Oh, I also remember the specific Vancouver thing was there are so many houses up by my parents that are like literally up a cliff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you would choose what houses were worth.
Some
walking
it was
to.
Like, ugh.
Some it's like, I'm sorry, I'm not ready to do incredible cardio today. Like, it was either the driveway that was almost vertical or the same houses that had those driveways had like a set of stairs that you could take instead.
Totally.
And the stairs were like half of a high rise. And I'm like, no.
You're like, are you yell up there? Are you giving a full size or what's going on?
Is it a toothbrush?
Oh my god. But yeah, no, I know. It's so crazy that this year we have to adjust. And I think for me at least, this is the first kind of event or thing that usually I would just knowingly be going to some big Halloween party or like club event, whatever. Besides Pride.
Yeah.
So, you know, Pride obviously was like the biggest bummer, but then this is kind of the next one where it's like, whoa, like this is a big kind of reality check of where we're in. Because, you know, on the weekly, you can kind of just pretend every week's a week that you don't have plans. You're not going to a concert. You're not going out with friends. You're not whatever.
You're not going to work. You're not having fun. You're not.
Just a regular week.
You're not sleeping well because of the impending doom.
Just a week in the life.
Yeah.
But on like holidays, it really kind of like brings it full circle because you think about what you would usually be doing and it's such a stark contrast.
Yeah.
And I think especially for queer folks, like Halloween is such a thing.
Totally.
Like we've talked about before, I think on our drag episode, throwing it way back, that like a lot of times the first time that someone does drag is on Halloween. Like it's kind of like an easy in to explore gender bending because you're, you know, you have kind of the green light to not be judged for dressing up however you want to dress.
Totally.
And I think for a lot of queer people that can be like really freeing and a cool experience. So I totally understand why it like ties in. And we've also talked about on how with queer representation in the media, a lot of times it's like the bad guy or the villain that's kind of seen as like the queer figure. So mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of reasons that queer folks connect to Halloween and the spooky season in general, but it's a bummer. Like, I usually would be going to an event in Vancouver called Man Up, and it's a queer prominent event, and there's, you know, a drag show, and it's just so awesome. And I got one of those, like, Facebook fucking memories, but it was, like, the now they're doing it on Instagram memories. And it was, like, this huge crowd of my story watching this drag show, and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah,
like, there's
that.
1,000 people pressed together.
Coughing like, up a storm.
Just spitting on each other. Yeah. Drinking each other's spit at the bar. Like, you could order cups of each other's spit.
Yeah, obviously.
And then look
event.
Where we are now. So, no, it was just, like, sad. And obviously there's, you know, people are adjusting the best we can, but we're also allowed to say it's a fucking bummer.
Well, you know, people are adjusting as best we can, but not everybody.
No, that's
because
true.
I think that, so, Canadian Thanksgiving happened. For all the Americans that are out there, I'm not talking about yours. You guys still have yours coming. I know.
Why do people get so heated about
it? I don't know.
That?
I posted it once. I was like, Friendsgiving. And somebody was like, it's not Thanksgiving. And I was like, use your brain for 3 seconds.
I know. And I don't know why that holiday is so triggering to people about the date in the States.
Like, it's the worst one
They're
to celebrate.
Like, in October, question.
Yeah.
I'm
like, it's a horrific racist holiday, so let's
First
not...
First of all of us shouldn't be celebrating
Let's not
it.
Gatekeep it too hard. but I think Canadian Thanksgiving was the first first event holiday thing, kind of, that you had to see, like, a test run for Christmas.
Yeah, totally.
But it's one of those things that really all you're kind of doing is going indoors to have a meal. Mm-hmm. So I think some people either took it seriously and still didn't have a big group meeting.
Yeah.
Or some people...
I love how you describe this as a group meeting.
Group meeting. Family dinner.
Family dinner, group meeting.
Get very official about these things now. and then I think a lot of people just had their Thanksgiving group meetings regularly and just kind of kept it under wraps, you know, post about it.
Yeah.
So it was kind of a test run for Christmas, but I think Halloween is the first time that the government in a lot of places, not really here, but more out east, is kind of like, don't fucking do it. And to see what people, like, if there is pushback for Christmas, people are going to shit everywhere.
Oh.
And I'm so afraid. Just who cares? Fine. It's 1 year.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I think it's going to be really interesting to see what people do. And speaking to other holidays, like with the Thanksgiving and the Christmas, those are times that, depending on your family size, I mean, obviously a lot of people have, like, you know, a holiday party, or they'll have, like, you know, 10 to 15 people at their Christmas dinner, whatever it may be. But by nature, it tends to be smaller in size. Like, I was listening to the radio and they were saying that the two biggest nights of parties of the year are New Year's Eve and Halloween.
Right.
So that is the two, like, biggest, like, most booked clubs, most booked outings, biggest house party calls, like, you know, late night, like, the police get called that there's noise complaints.
Yeah.
Those are the biggest nights in BC that they're talking about specifically to BC. And to think that that is what's coming up, like, people are still already denying the rules on a regular Saturday.
Oh God. Yeah.
Never mind. Like, this year, it also happens that Halloween, which the government's probably like, fuck the calendar, is on a Saturday.
I know. Isn't it so funny that looking at the calendar year for 2020, when we were naive fools,
totally
looked so appealing.
It looked amazing.
Yeah.
Everything was, like, perfectly placed.
Yeah. So now, speaking of that, we Brie and myself,
yeah,
are doing Zoom Halloween,
yes,
with our friends. We are going to be in pods,
mm-hmm,
and we are going to be responsibly,
yeah,
drinking separately in costume.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun, I think, actually. Yeah. So, like, Sean came up with this idea that basically we can't all be together. So instead, we're going to have little mini pods at different homes. And then, but we're going to Zoom connect to each other. So we're going to, like, play games against each other. And then, like, in between playing games, we'll just turn the sound off. And, but, like, still be able to see each other.
Yeah.
Still be able to, like, talk shit about each other. But, like, they can't hear. So, like, extra fun.
Oh, bitch, I'll turn on the mic for that.
And yeah, I think that'll be like a fun way to stay connected and make it like feel like more of an event.
Yeah, and it's like, I do love Halloween, but I also love listening to the government and not dying.
Totally.
So it's a good balance for those two, I believe.
I think so, too.
And like, I want to dress up and I like always thinking of my costume and mm-hmm, I like planning my costume and that gives me excitement. So in these COVID times, I do think it is important to have joy in your life.
Yeah.
Unless you are being a fucking idiot because then you deserve no joy.
No, I agree. For me, Halloween, like literally half the fun before even the night of is just planning and like thinking of the costume. I love doing the makeup with the costume and like the whole thing. It's like an activity, like it's a full event for me.
Yeah.
So I would be really sad if there wasn't like kind of a reason to dress up for that. Or even honestly, even if we weren't doing this Zoom thing, if it was just like me and Julia and like a couple friends, it would be like, are we really gonna get all decked out?
Exactly,
like, yeah, it would feel a little ridiculous. But with like doing the Zoom thing, it's like, yeah, they're all gonna see my costume. It makes it feel like more of an experience. Yeah.
And I have a great iconic costume planned. Yours is good too.
Uh-huh.
And it really, like, mine does have some gender bendery in it.
Yeah, which I love.
And you're so right. I think for queer people, it is one of those holiday that you can express yourself without any judgment.
Yeah.
I talked about it in the first Halloween episode that we did,
mm-hmm,
but I, as a child,
yeah,
requested to be a witch.
Yeah.
And my mom was like, a wizard. And I was like, eat shit. Did I stutter?
It's a witch.
Don't disrespect my title like that. And my mother, being the queer ally she is, yeah, was like, okay, bitch, you're gonna be a witch.
You're a witch.
Yeah. So I was a witch. And then I also went, I said this as well, as just a girl.
Oh, just, that's so good. Just, I love that.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah.
I would like to be a girl.
Yeah, it was more when I hadn't come to terms with the fact that gender is just an absolute garbage lie. But I was working my way to that.
We'll give you a pass considering you're probably like 6 years old.
Yeah, I think I was maybe 10.
Okay. Getting close to cancellation age range.
12 would have been a cancel, yeah, for sure. But yeah, and I think it's one of those things that queer people can express themselves in terms of gender expression is, mm-hmm, a big one. But I also think in another way, people express like kinks and,
yeah,
like mindsets and all these, totally, things. Like, it's the one night, not just for queer people, but obviously, mm-hmm, that's what this fucking podcast is about. And,
yeah,
that is who we are. But it's really one of those nights that you can just express,
mm-hmm,
like, how you're feeling in a,
totally,
weird way,
yeah,
you know? Like, if you wanted to be some, like, bad bitch, mm-hmm, and you wanted to, like, wear latex and all these,
totally,
things, it's the one night that you can honestly just do it, and people probably won't
judge or care. Yeah.
100%. Yeah.
Because, like, the reality is there's a lot of people that are really great about not giving a fuck about it all the time, and
exactly,
just wearing what they want to wear all the time and representing themselves through fashion all the time in their looks. But, like, there is so much social pressure and judgment. So, like, if you're someone who's a bit of a scaredy cat like myself that maybe wouldn't feel comfortable doing that all the time and just going out to a regular bar night or whatever, you know, gender bending or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
I think it's a cool time to be able to express that without, like, that fear base. And I think it's, like, a nice entry point,
yeah,
to,
totally,
doing that and,
yeah,
being a bit more fun. Like, even me, like, someone who, like, I'm not saying I want to dress like this all the time and it's, like, there's this fear part about it, because that's not the case. Like, I love dressing in, like, more comfortable, like, clothes that, like...
Are you talking about when you were a whore cat?
Yeah, it was when I was a whore cat. Yeah, exactly. When I was, like, more fully, like, covered.
Yeah.
Like, I like that. like for my daily life. That makes is what makes me feel like me and comfortable. But was it really fun last year to wear like a fucking corset that like squished all my organs together and my tits were up to my chin? Like, yeah, it was fucking great. Like it empowered me and brought a different form of myself out.
Oh, absolutely.
Which is so fun to do.
And it's one of those things that I think a lot of people, queer people, obviously, relate to characters in film and media and all these things, singers, people relate to all these different people. And I think there are a lot of more heteronormative costumes that basically are like, well, if you like that character and relate to them, you can't be them because, you know, there's only the sexy girl version of that.
Right.
But it's like, no, Halloween's...
You can be that.
You can be that person. You can, like, live as that character. You can, like...
Totally.
Yeah. So I love it.
Well, it's interesting that you say that because a lot of the thing, which, once again, if that's what you truly want to do, then that's great. But, like, I saw last year, like, and I see all the time, you know, on the Halloween websites and online and Pinterest and stuff, when I'm looking at ideas, women being like quote unquote male characters, like the Riddler,
right?
But it's like, here's the female version, and it's a little skirt with like a
it's
little
just
top.
Question marks on your tits, no bottoms,
which is like great if you want to be a sexy Riddler, but if you are a cisgendered female and you want to be the Riddler, like the way it is shown and represented in comics and TV, you can be that. You don't have to make it a quote-unquote girl version.
No, you don't have to see it with that lens. Whereas me, as a gay man, I see everything in that lens.
You're like, give me the skirt.
I'm like, give me sexy...
Yeah.
Sexy Pennywise. I'm like, what if I was the nurse from the movie The Nurse, but she was a whore?
I love that. I love that for you.
Yeah, so, you know, and that you're allowed to do that.
Yeah, totally.
There are there are rules in Halloween. Don't be anything that's culturally appropriative.
I know. Is the fact the right? that people still do that.
Oh my God.
Holy shit.
Like... Let's steer clear.
Isn't
from
it
that.
Crazy though? Like when you're looking, like, you know, the week after Halloween, and you're scrolling your Instagram and seeing what everyone was for Halloween, and you every year, without a doubt, you see a few like, whoa,
yeah.
Not only do you think that was appropriate to dress as, but you thought it was appropriate to post and go out as, and like all these other things, and it's like they're posting in a way that they're so unaware that it's not even like they're doing it as like a fuck you. I don't think this is a cultural appropriative outfit. They just have no clue.
I know.
And it's like, what rock are you under?
So add the problematic costumes to like large groups.
Yeah.
This is going to be a fucking minefield. Actually, I would like to think, and I do think that most people I follow I'm going to be okay.
But there's always a few shockers.
But also that explore page, bitch.
Oh,
the explore page the day after Halloween is just really horrific.
I will say, I kind of live for the tea after Halloween of...
celebrities.
The celebrities.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And, like, what they chose to be. And, like, there's always some cancellations going on. And it's kind of, like... I will say, it's bad to say, but I do kind of, like, look it up. Like, I'm interested to see what
was Lea Michele? Can we finally cancel her?
What were the choices made? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no. Oh, all around, I think that it's like a really fun holiday to just kind of like be free and like not give a fuck. And it's a bummer in some ways that, well, in a lot of ways that we can't celebrate it like we usually do, especially like I would just love to be in a room full of queer people right now. Oh my God.
I know.
Checking like people watching the other costumes and everything, like, oh, I love it. But I will say a positive note that I found with the kind of staying at home in small pods is people can go more elaborate with their costumes because they don't have to worry about it transferring to like getting places or in a bar or like about going to the washroom in it. Like last year, my fucking Catwoman outfit, I literally could not take it down and up by myself.
Oh,
I had to get a friend to come in a fucking porta potty with
me. I saw Lauren help
shoving
stuff your leather leggings up
back
under
up my
your
corset. Because once it was on and I lasted like 3 hours, and then I was like, I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I have to pee.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I'm wearing shoes that I wouldn't be able to wear all night. I still won't be able to wear them all night here, but at least it's okay that I take them off.
No, it's so true, because then you're just in, you know, you're in your own place and bare feet. But like, there are usually those questions when you're getting ready. It's like, okay, I could wear these and it look really good for pictures, but then I almost need my secondary outfit for like what I can actually dance in.
Or like, will this transfer, like your costume?
Yeah.
I don't know how you're doing your costume, but it has potential to transfer on people if you were to be like against a large group of people.
Totally.
layers.
So there's you can do more things this year, I feel. You can go a little more over the top because you don't have to worry about that. Yeah. And also, I love the experience of, like, wearing it for, like, 2 hours, getting my photos, and then just being like, I'm just going to put sweatpants on.
If you do that, I will block your whole party.
Oh. I like
a midnight, like, then your pumpkin carriage falls apart kind of deal.
Okay, midnight. I can last for midnight. Yeah. But see, that's the difference. Usually it's 4 a.m.
Exactly.
And, like, by that point, the face makeup is all fucking God knows.
I'm gonna be in a full face and in, like, a hoodie by 12:01.
We all do, like, you know, in Animal Crossing, you don't play it. When they change outfits, they go, like, ding! And they do like a little turn. Yeah, that's going to be all of us at 12.
Slobs.
Just into sweatpants.
I will say that I absolutely love how into Halloween Julia is.
Yes.
Because we last year tried to con her into being Princess Peach or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was clearly her breaking point. Fair enough.
So opposite than anything Julia.
So that was, we pushed that one a little too far, but usually, like, she's pretty game. Fucking game. Yeah.
She's game. And you know what? I just actually talked about this with someone else the other day, and they were like, it's so cool that Julia is, like, so into Halloween as you are, because they've known me for a lot of years before I started dating Julia, and I've always been really into, like, going all out with costumes. And I was like, it's actually really ironic because the night that I met Julia was the...
On Halloween, you weren't dressed up.
Was the Halloween? I've said this. Okay. Yeah. Okay. You know what? I clearly don't have a very good memory.
You've never listened to this
podcast. I've never listened to this podcast. I put it this way. When you see the listens count, I'm not one of them.
No, I know that.
Never. So I met her, but we weren't both dressed up. So I kind of, like, snuck it on her, because then the next year I was like, okay, well, it's Halloween. We got to go. And she's like, oh, you dress up for Halloween? I didn't think you did, because I never have.
Right.
And I was like, oh, no, I just didn't know that was a Halloween party. If I had known that was a Halloween party, because it was, like, one of those weird, like, week before Halloween's, when Halloween was, like, on a Wednesday the next week. If I had known, girl, you wouldn't have been able to even recognize me. I would have been, like, full out.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, okay, like, what are you thinking? Like, and she tried to pull some stupid, like, should we be, like, basketball players or something? I was like, excuse me,
what?
You just want to wear your jerseys that you already like and wear regularly and we'll hold a basketball? I think not.
I think the fuck not.
And then I...
You're like, maybe if we go as an anatomically correct, sexy rabbit from Space Bunny.
Yeah, or Space Jam.
Space Jam.
That I would be
that
in
That will,
for.
Yeah.
Lola Bunny? Yes, please. Yeah. But, yeah, so I was like, no. I'm, like, cosplay level. Not only are we going to dress up, but I want to make the whole costume ourselves.
Yeah.
Because I'm, like, next level of guy. Like, I'm not a Party City bitch. And then,
Shocking, because you look like one.
Yeah. I give off that vibe, yeah. I know. When it gets down to it. I'm not there. So, gosh, I'm actually very impressed with her being so game. Because I really do kind of treat her like a dress-up doll on Halloween. And I'm like, we do decide together. But then I'm kind of, like, responsible. I do her whole makeup. Yeah. I do the whole, like, look. But it's been really nice because it adds to, like, the things that I can do.
Oh, totally.
Because there's a lot of characters that if you try to do alone, like, basic. But when you add it to a, like, pair or, like, a lot of group costumes and
iconic.
Stuff. Iconic.
Yeah.
So, specifically this year, I don't think I would be who I'm being unless I had the other half, because people would just be like, what the fuck are you?
I agree.
Yeah. So it's a vibe. I like it. Is Corey into it?
Corey is, yeah.
Okay.
He is a little bit less insane than me because he is still gathering his costume ingredients.
Okay.
whereas I had them 3 to 4 months ago, tailored.
You've done some, like, practice photo shoots.
Absolutely. I worked my angles in it already, you know.
You're ready.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should just, like, record the Zoom, and then you've just got, like, footage. You can, like, create, like, a little lookbook.
I know. I am also tempted to make my first TikTok ever.
Oh, yeah, you should.
Like
that's a great debut. That's a great debut. Yeah. Because also, the way the TikTok algorithm works, for those that are interested in getting on the talk, the better your first video does, the better it promotes the rest of them.
Oh, perfect.
So you got to come out with a banger, which I made the mistake of. I did not, because I didn't know you how to use it. You still haven't come out with a banger. I'm still trying to figure out what might work. But the first like few I posted, I didn't even understand what TikTok was. And I was just like a nothing video. So I think it kind of like screwed it up. Whereas I've seen people that like, if they do the first one and it goes off, then like everyone goes off.
Right.
So I think you should do that. I think you should launch that way. Because that is going to be undeniably a good one.
Unless my makeup's horrible and then I'm just a hideous beast.
No, it'll be great. I think so too. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm really excited. Make sure that wherever you're listening, you're following or subscribed. And also make sure to follow us on Instagram, because all of this wonderful stuff we're talking about is going to be posted obnoxiously all over our platforms. I Can Explain Podcast, and personally at Sean.Lusk and at Brian Williamson, and personally on TikTok at Brian Williamson _
and
Sean.
Soon to be. I don't even know what my TikTok is.
What is your TikTok?
We'll figure it out if I post one.
Okay, if you post one, we will plug that next week. And wherever you are, make sure you stay safe and in very small groups on Halloween. Make sure that you're being responsible, because people's lives are at stake. And until next time, we will see you around the neighborhood.
Look at us.
Goals.
Community patrol.